This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles Talking Football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. Big show. ESPN's Dan Graziano will be joining us. Lots of injuries. Everybody hurt. I'm even a little hurt. I didn't even play in a game last week.
Your butt hurt.
Yeah, I'm hurt in every way. My butt hurts and I'm butt hurt, which are two different things all completely. So glad you guys are here. Let's start off with the tittle-tattle.
Oh, we didn't know the whistle.
Oh, crap. I'm so fired up to get into the show. Go ahead. Oh, my God. That's somebody's is broken.
Oh, whoa. That was Mike. It wasn't me, man.
I got so much to say. I was ready to go.
Your butt broken. My whistle's
I apologize.
Broken.
Okay, all right, here we go.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle-tattle with Kickoff.
With a full slate of some great games this weekend, which one are you looking forward to the most?
Well, let's rattle off some finally pretty cool matchups. It'll be interesting to see where these teams kind of fall in. Ohio State, Notre Dame play. Pretty good. I put that on the interest skill at about a, if 10's the highest, about a 7.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. At both of those teams.
Yeah.
Ohio State, let's see how dominant they are. Notre Dame, let's see if they are as good as we think they might be. They finally have a good quarterback. Let's see what's up. Florida State at Clemson. Now, I'm going to put this at about a 7.5. Florida State could be real good. Clemson could be bad. Or if Clemson beats Florida State, the whole world's screwed up and we don't know what's we don't know our top from our bottom.
Right.
Because if Clemson wins, well, no, they suck, remember? And if Florida State loses, no, they're good. They beat LSU. So that game to me is the world going to stay in the order we already have it in? So I'll put that at a 7.5. Colorado at Oregon. 6. My expectations aren't high for this game.
Really?
Colorado's best player's gone. Oregon is a 20-point favorite. I would like to see Colorado win. That would be awesome. But I don't have a high expectation that they will right now. So I'm going to put that at about a 6. Utah, UCLA. I mean, let's see what Utah's about. Let's see if them boys are what we think them boys might be. But I'm still going to put that only at a 7 as well.
They still in a backup?
It's undetermined.
Well, yeah. So my answer was I don't know because last time I saw they weren't saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss, Alabama. Now, a little SEC homerism here, but I'm going to go 8.
Dang.
Because, same thing. Is Alabama Clemson? And for the last 2 years, we've heard how Saban's runs over. And it's all now Kirby Smartville. So if Alabama's able to beat Ole Miss, which it's in Tuscaloosa, and I think they're a touchdown favorite as of right now,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, is not a lot considering they're in Tuscaloosa because 4 of those points is just for home. So they're basically a 3-point favorite neutral site.
That's crazy.
Did you see what Lane Kiffin said about the defensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that they benched basically their defense coordinator. They have another one doing it based on his film that he's watched, that Saban the first defense coordinator took him out, and now they have a new one, but they haven't like officially made it official.
Is this like a shadow president?
I don't know if it's Kiffin just playing mind games or what, but I love it.
I'm going to put that at an 8 because if Alabama loses again, it's trouble. Yeah, it's tough. If Ole Miss beats Alabama, that's a big changing of the guard.
Mm-hmm.
Opens up that West. If Alabama loses, it opens up the SEC West big time. So I'm going to do that's an 8. I'm most excited about that game. But 10, Arkansas LSU. That wasn't really a fair one to answer.
I left that one off because a little
biased. That's homer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think Ole Miss, Alabama, and Florida State, Clemson are the ones that I'm looking forward to the most. Eddie, what about you?
Notre Dame, Ohio State. I really want to see what's going on there. I mean, I like Notre Dame. I think the first couple games I watched, and I'm like, man, these guys really have what they need to become a playoff team. And I don't know.
What, a quarterback?
A quarterback. They got a good running game, too. I don't know.
Notre Dame just gets hyped up so much.
And I think this is the year that it's actually going to be, it's going to be legit.
So Texas, too, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, both those schools get a lot of hype, but both those schools actually could be really good this year. But then every year we think both those schools could actually be really good, and then they're not.
Right.
But the reason I'm believing them a little more today is because Eddie has his glove on, his podcast glove.
Always.
He wears it to do the podcast.
And then the Colorado game is interesting because, I mean, it's early now, so we don't have to stay up till midnight to watch it, which is cool. And who's going to go to the game, man? What kind of celebrities are we going to have there?
That part's cool.
I mean, is Oregon ready for that?
Whether it's at Oregon.
I know.
So you're saying all the celebrities are going to come?
Of course.
Yeah, you're right, probably, to Oregon, just to watch Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, that campus is in itself fun to visit.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, really nice.
All right, next question.
All right, speaking of those big games, which quarterback do you expect to have the biggest game out of those?
Again, Sam Hartman at Notre Dame seems interesting. If he does, his little bearded face comes out. Do you see the thing where he's calling?
Cool hair, too.
Where he's calling the sign, he's calling, like, the plays, but he's, like, to like, whack off things with his hands.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Where he's like.
Maybe he's milking.
He wasn't milking, but that was, okay, even then, those udders are far apart, and they're very singular.
He laughs when he does it, too. That's the best part.
I kind of expect Bo Nix to make his Heisman moment, have his little statement game here, Oregon. I'd like to see Colorado win, but I think Bo Nix, which, by the way, all these Auburn folks who were just hating Bo Nix, like, get out of Auburn. And now he's going to be a late first rounder, second round pick. He's also in Heisman talks.
Yeah, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm going to go. I think Hartman probably has a big game, but I think Bo Nix has the biggest. I'm going to go Bo Nix on that one. You ready? Which quarterback do you think has the biggest game this week?
Hartman.
But then KJ Jefferson, Arkansas.
Of course. Yeah. He's going to have a great game this week.
Yeah.
All right, going to the NFL here. If the Jets and Vikings both continue to struggle, would you like to see the Jets pursue a trade for Kirk Cousins?
Be awesome. We talk in a few minutes about that. Yes, I like to see the Jets do anything. It's fun. I like the soap opera. I'm not a Jets fan, but I like to see a soap opera. I think Matthew Stafford with the Jets would be awesome. His contract would be tough to do that with. But Stafford with the Jets would be super cool. You know the Rams don't want to win. The coaching staff does. But you know they want a quarterback next year. Stafford's not the guy. He's old, but he's slinging it, man.
Mm-hmm. Man, I don't understand why they've got Bennett right there. Like, Bennett's is
off the
right
team.
There.
Yeah, he's off the team right now.
Oh, they kicked him out?
Football unrelated issues.
Oh, Stetson, he got high. Dang it.
Well, it can't just be high because I think a lot of people get high.
Yeah, I know, but remember his interview, Good Morning America, the next day? Like, it was just not good.
Yeah, he's drunk after the game.
But he's had some issues in the past, hasn't he?
Yeah. Really?
That
hurts my feelings.
But I don't know that you give him the whole team. And they want one of these quarterbacks who's a first-round guy. They want Caleb Williams, Michael Penix Jr. They want...
Penix.
Yeah.
Penix. Okay. I'm looking at the Jets next 3 games. Patriots, they can win that. They can win that without a quarterback. Because the Patriots are basically the Jets to me. You don't think so?
No, they can't. Well, you know the Patriots won, what, 14 straight
against
them?
Yeah, but the Patriots to me now are the Jets.
What?
They're about that level. They're in that same category of how good is this team.
Mac Jones or Zach Wilson?
That's not the point. And the Patriots have a really good defense, but the Jets have a better defense.
Yeah, but the Patriots have Belichick. It's a big difference. They got a coach who knows what's up. I'm not a believer in what's his name.
What's the line on that game? Do you have any idea whatsoever?
I believe it's the Patriots -2 last time I saw.
And it is in New York?
Yes.
Mm. Eh. They're
2.5 now.
Okay. I don't care. I'm done.
Okay.
I'd like to see Cousins.
Done with the Jets.
I'd like to see Stafford. The most fun would be Baker.
Baker's good, man.
Let him go to New York.
Baker's having fun
in
Tampa.
Media market. Let's go, Baker Mayfield. I'm a big Baker guy.
Love Baker.
Big Baker guy. All right, next up.
Which of these 0-2 teams do you have the most confidence in getting their first win this weekend? We just talked about it. Patriots at the Jets, Broncos at the Dolphins, or the Chargers at the Vikings, who are both 0-2.
Dude, the Broncos. What the? Russ sucks.
Yeah.
They're going to bench him if he plays bad. And they're just going to eat the money. He sucks. I'm going to say this again. He sucks.
It's crazy because he was so good.
I was rooting for him. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know what's harder to watch, him or having to watch a Cleveland game and watch Deshaun Watson, who now sucks.
Yeah.
And he had all offseason. And, you know, last year, I get it. He got suspended for the first 8-10 games, whatever it was.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, maybe he should spend him more.
Yeah.
But he had all offseason, went to camp. He sucks. So it ain't the Broncos. Chargers, I don't get. They should be really good. And they're like, Herbert's the man. He's the greatest quarterback since sliced bread. And I'm like, sliced bread could never play quarterback. What number was he then, stupid? And
let's get a better comparison. Sliced bread.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't even have a jersey. How do you have it? So it's like the Chargers haven't put it together, but the Vikings are garbage too. Mm. We thought they were going to be good because they won every game by a penny last year. I'm going to go with the I'm going with the Patriots. Because listen, when the Patriots play the Eagles, they play pretty good.
Yeah.
They did play pretty good. They've had tough games.
Can't turn the ball over, man.
They've had tough games. And I do like Mac Jones.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the Patriots. I think they win. I think the Chargers could win. I just don't trust them. And the Broncos are going to get annihilated by the Dolphins if Tua doesn't have a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
That's every week for Tua. He doesn't have a head injury.
If.
All right, that's Tittle Tattle.
The stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Coming.
25 Whistles is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Hey, we're moving on to this week. We're forgetting that parlay last week.
I don't even remember it.
What's even a parlay? Somebody to teach me what that is again so I can learn.
No.
Oh, it's multiple bets in a row that amplify the bet total when they all hit?
Okay. That's really cool when you hit it.
Nice. Well, let's just say a little something I put together.
Come on. Let me get my app open.
I don't even know what the odds are, so if you guys could plug it in for me, because I didn't want to look at that. I just wanted to pick the games that my heart took me to without knowing what the odds were. Okay?
Let's go.
So here's my three-game parlay.
College football, pulling it up, ready.
OU minus 14.5 at Cincinnati. I saw your eyes get big there, Eddie.
No, I was just looking for it.
Okay.
Got it.
Florida, after a big win over Tennessee, Florida minus 28 versus Charlotte. Charlotte has a football team? News to me.
Yeah, I think they're green.
Hey.
And I don't know that from the logo on DraftKings.
Are they playing the Hornets? I don't know. So I got OU minus 14.5 at Cincinnati, Florida minus 28 versus Charlotte. And this is my underdog that I put on here. Western Kentucky plus 3.5 at Troy.
Let's go, baby.
Let's go.
Hilltoppers.
And you may say, well, they got beat big time last week. And to that, I would say we've moved on.
That was last week.
Exactly. And it was Ohio State. And they played really competitively until it just got out of hand.
Yeah, after you texted me.
Yeah, I said, Eddie, how's it going? He goes, oh, it's going good. You should turn it on. They're doing really great.
Yeah.
Turn it on, game over. Yeah. Like, next play.
Yeah, they got up too
fast.
So, Eddie, with those three.
Hilltoppers plus 3.5, you say?
Yes, sir.
With those three, how much you want to put on it?
$100.
For $100, you will get 865
Let's go.
Smiles and 79 little smiles.
Oh, my God. I just squirty.
Won't be doing that much.
My favorite part about Eddie doing this bet right now is he takes off his glove to place the
Because
bet.
I can't type with my glove
on. Yeah, there's no texture on the phone.
It's the only way I would do that.
It's not his betting glove.
I know, right?
All right, I'm going to put mine in here then. All right, my bets.
Do I have enough money for that?
Wait, you don't do 100. Don't put 100 on me.
No, 20.
I'm not doing 100.
Don't do it. Tell me what 20 is when you get it.
Dude, 20 is good.
Yeah.
20 is 139.
All right. And how I see it is if I hit one out of three of these, that's money made.
Dude, do you want to know what $10 is?
That's what I just did.
69 smiles, baby. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, in my mind, I'm not going to hit every one of these. I'd like to. But it's a parlay, so it's multiple bets. If I can hit one out of three, that's a winning. That's winning. One out of three meaning 3 weeks.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I thought you meant one out of the three bets.
I was going to break it to you, but that's not how it works.
It's like, that doesn't win anything.
I guess they didn't tell you.
That's a great point, but that is not what I meant. Okay. OU minus 14 and a half. Okay, boom. Add more.
We look at each other like, you going to tell them? I'm not going to tell them.
Okay, now we're going to go down to Western Kentucky plus 3.5. Florida minus 28 at Charlotte. Never heard of them. All right. Let's do 3-pick parlay, 100, to pay 886.69.
Nice.
Boom, done. Let's make some smile.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. If you want to take 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users use the code BOBBYSPORTS when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's go over to our interview here. Very excited. Love ESPN. Mostly, I mean, he does it all. He does fantasy football. He does just straight up NFL. Here's our guy, Dan Graziano. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you calling. It's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Hey, really good. So I got a lot of questions. People are hitting me up. I don't know the answers, but you are the expert. So let me start with this first. Saquon Barkley out supposedly 3 weeks. Is this the old injury prone Saquon, or do we feel like he's going to bounce back and actually be a part of that Giants offense like he has been last year and early this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sprained ankle. It's not a high ankle sprain, so that's good, right? They feel like he can recover in a few weeks, so... And I know he's determined to get back out there, and you saw the frustration on his face, but it's unfortunate for a player that's missed so much time because that's the first place people's minds will go.
Especially him being in a contract year again. You know, he didn't sign with the, you know, when the team wanted to sign him to, and so they signed a deal for like a little more than whatever, like $11 million or so. And so he's also trying to show everybody how valuable he is as a running back. So is there a shot that a guy like this would come back a little early and hurt it even worse because he's trying to prove that?
I doubt it. I mean, look, big picture, like he wants to play. Like he signed that deal and they only really threw him an extra, you know, like $900,000 in incentives, which if he misses three games, he's probably not going to get to anyway. So I think it'll be about, you know, he'll want to come back and play. He wanted to get to training camp. That's why he took that deal. So it's important to him to be around his teammates and be somebody they can count on. So he'll push to play, but I think the Giants will make sure that they're careful with him. You know, you bring him back too soon, all of a sudden you're missing, you know, 10 weeks instead of three. That's not where they want to be.
I want to stay on injuries for a second, and we start to hear now that Aaron Rodgers could possibly come back, you know, near New Year's with the new version of the surgery on that Achilles. Is that even a possibility?
Yeah, my understanding is possibility, pretty remote possibility, which I think is how it's being presented. But I think it's probably helpful for the Jets to have it in mind, right, as a possibility. It gives them probably some energy going forward and some reason to hope. So I think it's a good strategic play by Aaron Rodgers, if nothing else. And who knows? I mean, yeah, we did see Cam Akers, the running back from the Rams, come back after, I think, 5.5 months a couple years ago from the Achilles. So, yeah, it's not out of the question, but I do think it's a fairly remote possibility.
So when it comes to the Jets and their quarterback situation, and so far they have not made a move, and they're saying they're not going to make a move, they're going to keep Zach Wilson. I mean, is there a shot that they would attempt a Kirk Cousins-type deal with Cousins, with Minnesota maybe wanting to get out of that big contract and wanting to move on anyway?
I think there's a chance, but it's just too early, right? I mean, you said they haven't made a move yet. There aren't really moves to make. There aren't a lot of teams lined up right now, like, dying to trade you their quarterbacks. Like, it's a rare commodity, and just because the Vikings are 0-2 doesn't mean they're ready to give up on the season. Now, you know, you go another month, you get into October, closer to the trade deadline, and maybe, if they're still losing, and they go to Kirk Cousins and say, hey, you know, you're not in our plans for next year, would you like us to trade you somewhere where you might be able to make the playoffs, win the Super Bowl, then I think it becomes realistic. But I just think we're way too early for those kinds of discussions to be going on. And the Jets know that, and that's the big reason that they've thrown all their support behind Zach Wilson. They know in the short term, at least, that he's really the best and probably only option they have.
The calf on Joe Burrow. This week again, it's acting up, or maybe it's been hurting and he hasn't said much about it after the injury in camp. Like, is it time to start worrying about Burrow? He does traditionally start pretty terribly every single year. Is this normal, or is you feel like this could be something more?
I feel like it could be something more. Like, he's never really had a training camp. He got drafted in 2020, which was the COVID year. In 21, he was coming back off of an ACL repair. In 22, he had appendicitis early in camp, missed all of camp, and needed to build back strength. And then this year, he missed all of camp with the calf injury. The problem is, it wasn't just it's been acting up. He actually pulled it again on Sunday on that last play that they ran. So the question is, how serious is it, and is he going to even be able to play through it? And then also, even if he can play through it, what's the risk of re-injury or something more serious as a result? So they've got to weigh all of this. So I think it's worse than the typical slow start. You know, they talked a lot about, well, we were 0-2 last year and we were fine. Yeah, great. Quarterback was healthy. And if the quarterback's not healthy, then I think that changes the calculus, especially the first two games they lost were both the division teams that they're competing with. I just think if he's going to be dealing with this all year, even if he doesn't have to miss games, if it's something he's going to have to deal with all year, that puts them in a really bad spot.
Staying again on injuries, Cooper Kupp, do you think he'll be ready week five, or is that just best case scenario?
I think there's a chance. I mean, I think it was with a hamstring injury, and then he sat out several weeks of camp and then came back, and then he hurt it again. They want to be super careful and make sure that whatever they did last time isn't repeated. But, you know, they got to get through the first 4 weeks first and see how he's feeling before they can make any real conclusions about that. They got the new guy. They got Puka Nacua catching, you know, 10, 12 balls a week just like Cooper Kupp did. So I guess maybe they're not in a rush.
Baker Mayfield, how do we feel about him down in Tampa?
I think it's great what he's doing. Look, I mean, he's definitely been a successful quarterback in the league before. We know he won a playoff game a few years back with the Browns against the Steelers. Like, throwing to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, who are high-level wide receivers, I mean, if they can keep him protected, there's no reason to think he can't play well enough. And if he does, then he becomes, you know, probably continues his career as maybe a starting option for some teams going forward. So early in the season, their next five games are against really tough opponents. So we'll know more about him and the Buccaneers, I think, in about a month and a half.
Do you think Baker could be one of the guys the Jets go after if Tampa bombs out?
I think it's possible. You have to consider all options. Like, you're living in a world where it's struggling, which a lot of people, I think, expect will happen. And then you're living in a world where the Bucks want to trade their quarterback. They're 2-0. Like, you know, it's a lot that would have to happen to get to that situation. But I do think if the Jets are looking at some point in October to replace Zach Wilson and effectively replace Aaron Rodgers for this year, then they have to look at all options. And I think any kind of veteran who's had success in the league would appeal to them. So, yeah, I wouldn't rule that out. But, again, the Tampa's going to have to start losing, and right now they're not.
So you're from New Jersey. You've covered New York sports for most of your career. How close is New York? It can be the Jets or the Giants. I don't care. To get into a Super Bowl again. Who's the closest?
Look, 2 weeks ago I would have said the Jets because of Rodgers, but I think at this point, I mean, you probably would still say them if you're expecting Rodgers to come back and play next year, which I think a lot of people are. But and they have that defense that's really playing at a high level. They have star young players on offense. I think they still have the better core. I do like the Giants head coach a lot. I think he's going to continue to get the most out of that team. But I think personnel-wise, at some key positions, they still need a little bit more work on the roster in the next offseason or two.
You mentioned Daboll. Do you feel like Josh Allen not having Daboll in Buffalo is the reason maybe we're seeing such an inconsistent Josh Allen?
You know, I'm hesitant to say that because they replaced Daboll with Ken Dorsey, who had been the quarterback's coach and had a close relationship with Josh Allen the previous 3 years. So you would think it would be a seamless transition. But, I mean, I think we've learned that Daboll's really good. And it's possible, you know, he's just the kind of coach that knows how to, you know, exactly which buttons to press and when, how to get the most out of his guys. And maybe it's the fact of having the two of them, Daboll and Dorsey, was really beneficial to Allen, and having to go with only one has been a bigger adjustment than we thought. I mean, Josh Allen, the Bills still had a very good year last year. I think there's a perception, obviously, that, you know, he turned the ball, not a perception, he did turn the ball over too much, especially in the red zone. They have to work that out. Dorsey in his second year as an offensive coordinator, presumably he'll develop in the role and get better. But, look, I think it's a theory that probably has more merit than I initially gave it credit for.
We were talking about all that you do and all that you've done, meaning you come from a background where you major in English and government, and you've written two different novels that aren't sports, and now here you are covering sports. So to have all of these skills and to learn all of these things, like, how did you end up settling into sports and going, I think this is what I'm going to do?
Well, I loved writing. So I loved writing and I loved sports, and I was not a very good athlete. So, like, I think I really did a lot of reading about sports when I was a teenager, and I loved to write about it. Whenever I had an English class assignment and it was like, you know, write a paper, you know, topic of your choosing, it was almost always sports related. So that's really how I got into it. And, you know, the novels were something like I just sort of always wanted to do, and was able to do it when I finally got some free time, you know, before my kids were born. Yeah, really, it started with a love of writing and a love of sports and the notion that it could be done together to make a career, which really was planted in me by an English teacher I had in high school who thought, yeah, I mean, look, he pointed out people that do it for a living, like, you know, like Mike Lupica and people like that that make a living writing sports, and it became realistic. I didn't imagine TV. I didn't really imagine NFL. I thought I was a baseball fan. I thought I'd do baseball, but it has taken me a lot of pretty cool and fun places. There's no doubt about that.
Was that a call that you got from ESPN going, hey, we want to hire you here and we're going to figure out what to do with you? Like, what was that call?
No. First of all, I was the one calling ESPN like for years. So I was trying to get, here's what happened. I was covering baseball at the Newark Star Ledger. And then they, you know, the newspaper industry, unfortunately, kind of, you know, cratered, and they, you know, they did a whole mass buyout at the Ledger, and I took the buyout. And then I got hired by AOL Sports. AOL Fanhouse was hiring writers, and they hired me to cover football because that's the opening they had. And I had done a little bit early in my career when I was in Florida. So I did that for 2 years. They blew that project up. And by then I had made some friends at ESPN. I had done some on-air, you know, freelance on-air stuff for them. So I was able to meet with some people who were in hiring positions, and they knew I did baseball. They knew I did football. They wanted to bring me in. The first opportunity was an NFC East blogger job. We used to have a blog for every one of the eight NFL divisions. They hired me to cover the NFC East, and then eventually when they went to the 32-team model, they put me on Giants. But They started using me on TV more and more. We did a show once upon a time called NFL Insiders. That was a weekday afternoon show where they used a lot of us who were reporters. I think that was kind of my big TV break there. But it built on that. But basically, I had to beg them to hire me for a few years, and then they finally did. And I feel like I've tried to make the most of it.
Well, yeah, you're killing it. I'm a big fan of your work. Final question I'll ask then. Do AFC and NFC championship game right now unfairly pick who will be in both sides of the bracket there?
Oh, man. How about in the NFC? Based on what it's looked like so far, I would say it'd be Cowboys and 49ers in the NFC. And then in the AFC, you know, you always have to pick the Chiefs. They've been in it, I think, what, 7 straight years. So, or 5 straight, 8, whatever, the Chiefs. And then I would have said the Bengals, but I'm worried. I'm worried about that calf. So give me the Chiefs and the Ravens.
Hot take.
Wow. Wow.
All right, there he is. Love his work. Dan Graziano, follow him.
On a hot take.
You got hot taked. Yeah, you got hot taked there. At Dan Graziano, ESPN on Twitter. Hey, thank you so much and love your work and can't wait to talk to you again sometime, Dan.
Appreciate that, Bobby.
All right,
thank you.
See you, buddy. All right, thanks to Dan. It was awesome. We're back with another week of football, and DraftKings Sportsbook's keeping us in on the NFL action and great offers. Every single game day, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Throw down 5 on any of this week's epic matchups to walk away an instant winner. And DraftKings is not stopping there. All customers can take advantage of 2 new offers every game day this September. Football is more fun when you're on the action, so download the app now. Sign up with the code BobbySports. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details. Super Bowl odds right now. This is if you were going to place a future. You get one team. Who do you bet to win the whole thing? Try to leave your homer out the door, Eddie.
How can I do that? If I truly believe that they are my number one pick, the Dallas Cowboys are winning the Super Bowl.
They are 3rd overall right now.
Really?
In the odds, yeah.
49ers over them.
Who else do you think is over them?
49ers and probably I'd go defending champs, Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, 49ers at 1, plus 650. Chiefs, plus 700. And the Eagles and Cowboys, same division, both plus 750. The Bills at plus 1,000. The Dolphins at plus 1,300. And the Ravens at plus 1,400. The one that I kind of like there, because all those teams are great, right? And I put a $500 future on the Cowboys to make like $8,000 or something, or $6,000. I don't remember.
Love it.
So, but I just did that so you'd like me more. To my cow, Steve and Eddie and all my Cowboy
all
fans.
All the buddies.
Yeah, because, and Mike, obviously. But it's like, I want you guys to like me more, so I'd have made that bet.
It's not true.
You don't want to do the Patriots?
That's going to be a lot of money.
I know.
Well, I like the Ravens a lot. It's just that Lamar Jackson gets hurt every season at some point. So it's at plus 1,400. I like those odds. If he stayed healthy, I like those odds for the Ravens. Again, that doesn't mean I think they're going to win it for sure. It just means with those odds, that feels like at plus 1,400, you could really do some damage. Okay, here we go. I'm going to bet it and see what happens. Oh, do you know what happens? Your money goes down. Oh, how about that?
Well, look at that.
Well, that's what happens. All right, futures. Baltimore Ravens plus 1,400. If I put $50, that's 750.
You like that?
I'm going to do $250.
That's nice.
For $37.50.
Dang.
Boom, done. All right, I got my second feature on the Ravens at plus 1,400. If the Ravens were plus 700, I wouldn't bet them. So it's not that I think they're going to win. I just like the odds.
Yeah, odds, yeah.
Yeah. Kevin, what do you like?
I like the Niners. What are those odds again?
Plus 650.
I mean, that's an easy one, I guess.
Yeah, that one, them and the Chiefs. I mean, they could be the Super Bowl. I don't know. Brock Purdy has to do so little.
Yeah.
Because he has so many weapons.
And I'm also... I mean, the Dolphins look great, too. And they'll get Jalen Ramsey back at some point. But if he gets hurt, Tua, that is, that's hard to replace. The Niners can replace, I feel like, Brock Purdy. Probably not get a Super Bowl, but at least make a good run.
I don't know. I think Sam Darnold's as good as Brock Purdy.
Yeah,
I think.
That's true.
I think Brock Purdy's just on a rookie contract, and they can still develop him to what they... Sam Darnold's good.
Yeah, if they plugged him in, I bet they wouldn't really skip a beat.
Kareem Hunt is going back to the Browns. We saw Chubb. Ah, it sucked. I feel a little more sad about it today than I did the day after.
Really?
Well, the day after, I was like, my fantasy team.
I hate everybody. Who cares about humans? I only care about fantasy.
Oh, now you're hurting for him.
Well, now it just kind of sucks because he was a pretty well-liked guy.
Yeah, that's brutal, man.
And then I get the waiver wire. It didn't really work out for me. I moved on with my life. I got to be a better GM.
You didn't get anybody?
Yeah, I got, but no, not Kareem Hunt, or not
Ford.
No, I didn't get Ford anywhere.
Yeah. That's funny because that was the hot one.
I couldn't get him. I tried. I couldn't get him at all. But yeah, Kareem Hunt's going back. But Chubb was my first round pick on both my teams. Bye-bye.
Just like that.
Bye-bye.
And you think, what I was thinking about yesterday, I was like driving to go pick up the kids or something, and I was like, man, this dude carries the ball hundreds of times, thousands of times.
Mm-hmm.
And just a weird step with a tackle that's just odd makes your leg do that, and yeah. That's it. And actually, that's why I was driving to my kids' football practice, and I thought about that.
Dang.
As a dad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you're going to make me cry.
That's deep, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
You're going to make me cry,
a parent, man.
You're going to make me cry, man.
You know, Kevin went to my son's football game?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
Good he showed
you.
Up.
Yeah.
Do you know his son?
Yeah.
Coached him in basketball.
Coached him basketball last year.
Did they know you were coming? Were you invited? All these are factors if it's creepy or not.
That's a good question. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, Eddie told me his son was playing football, and I said, let me know when there's a game this year, and I can come. So last week, I asked him what time's the game, and he told me, and I'm like, perfect.
That's
perfect
good. Then he didn't show up in a trench coat or anything, so we're all
good.
No.
We knew he was coming.
Nothing like that.
Yeah,
Eddie
know.
Knew.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, let's go to the lock of the week, boys.
Yeah.
So right now in the hole, Reed and Kevin are 10 bucks in the hole.
Yeah.
Eddie and I are no money in the hole.
No. We're in the running for making money.
And as long as you have the correct answer, you don't have to pay any money.
Mm.
Lock of the week, Eddie.
Let's go. We're just talking about the Browns. Let's go with the Tennessee Titans over the Browns. And they're sitting at +3 right now.
The Titans +3. That's a good one, man.
So give me the Titans +3.
It's so good that I'm afraid of it.
Yeah!
If it feels so right, it's just so wrong.
I don't like it when you say that. It's like when you watch, you know, Monday Night Football or something, and they all pick the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And
you're
like, no! One person pick the other team, please.
Okay, Eddie's is the Titans. Kevin.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because you watched the game last week, and obviously Arkansas and BYU. Mm-hmm. Is BYU pretty good? I haven't seen them play yet.
They played like a Sam Houston State or one of those teams and barely beat them like the week before.
Well, Sam Houston State's really good. And I don't think it was Sam Houston State.
It was one of those Texas schools like that.
Stephen F. Austin, maybe?
Yeah, probably. It's one of those Texas schools about somebody that's from Texas that did a Texan thing, you know?
Because they're +8.5 against Kansas. And I really like that, but I have not seen them play yet.
They look solid against Arkansas.
I know. And
have you seen Kansas play?
Yeah. Their quarterback's good. They have a really good quarterback. So that being said, all this to say, my guy, Michael Penix Jr., Washington minus 21. Let's go. Lock it up.
Are
we
not joking?
Are we committing to calling him Penix?
Absolutely. Oh,
hey, he's the one who called that initially.
I am.
Absolutely. So yours wasn't a joke when I said we should call him the Penix.
Yeah.
So yours is Washington.
Washington minus 21.
Okay. Reed?
Miami Dolphins minus 6.
Against?
The Broncos.
He's like, I don't know.
The Dolphins are good.
They are good.
From what I've heard.
They are good. What do you mean? You don't watch them at all?
No, I haven't.
Have you watched any football at all?
I've watched the Broncos last time they played, and that told me that they're not very good. And also, you have said this.
They're terrible.
So. I mean, he's following his heart.
Which means they can probably win this week. But they're terrible. I was looking at the UCF game. They're playing Kansas State, but I got to pull for Kansas State because we're going over there.
Oh man!
So I can't even look at the game. But UCF's a 5-point dog.
That's hard. That's like both of your sons playing.
We had that last week, too.
Who's that?
Vandy and UNLV.
Oh, right. We haven't done that, though.
Yeah. We haven't. Yeah, I know. We haven't done Kansas State either. But I'm going to go completely off the map here, and I'm going to go Arkansas plus 17.5.
Completely off the map. Why not? You locking it up?
Lock it up.
Padlock.
Turn the key.
Combination lock.
Switch. The safe.
Switch.
All right. I think that's pretty close to it. We're going to play a game here in a second. The big drama, though, in our fantasy, NBA 2K league. You want to hear the drama?
Yeah, let's do it.
So it's like a very close group of friends of ours. Do you play 2K?
No, I don't have any console.
You should.
So Reed plays, Eddie plays, I play. And you don't have to really play. You have a whole like month and a half to play your season. And then you kind of get together for the playoffs and you organize it. But there are little games you play against them maybe one time a month. Mike, you want to play in our league?
I don't have a 5.
Well, so we all pick our teams because the new game came and everybody's picking their teams. And one of the guys picks the Mavericks. We're playing, what's the year we started at? 90?
We start in the 90s.
Yeah, so it's
1990,
it starts in the 90s. So it's all the real players, and every year, like LeBron's coming out in the next class, so it's got to be later than that.
No, I'm saying the when we started, it was in the 90s.
Oh,
and,
got it.
And now I think we're in 2001.
Got it. So we're at 2001 or so. And so we got on this new game because 2K24 came out, and everybody's picking their teams. And so I picked the Nets because they had Jason Kidd, and he's like a 93.
What do you mean you guys picked your teams? How did you do that?
I just said, who wants what? Go
like,
for it.
Through texts.
Literally. Said, who wants what? Go for it. Call it. And so Steve got the Spurs.
I mean, dude, this is 2001.
Massive Spurs fan. He's got old David Robinson, but young Tim Duncan.
That's right.
And so, okay, cool. Andrew gets the Suns.
Charles Barkley's still playing.
What? He is?
Yep.
Is he old there?
Really?
Yeah. He's last year, I think.
I took the Nets again because they got Jason Kidd at 93. They had a Dikembe Mutombo who's like 30. So he's a little older. He's like an 85.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry Kittles, who's in the 80s.
Solid.
So I took the net just because I love to have pieces to trade. So I'd like to get rid of it. I've traded every draft pick for the next 5 years, by the way. I have nothing because I've been trying to build up. Reed, you take?
I got the Kings.
Chris Webber.
Nice. That was my favorite team back in the day.
Our best
player. That's interesting.
I just love that. Jason Williams was awesome.
And just
dude.
And you were California, so that's interesting. Down here is like the Spurs were like on the rise.
Our buddy Mike Sines, 2 weeks ago, picks the Mavericks. They're a really good team. They have Dirk and Steve Nash. And it's like, great. But he never downloads the game. Never downloads the game. I invite him. Can't even invite him because he's still disconnected. Won't download the game.
The game's been available for 2 weeks now, I think.
Yeah. Won't download the game. He's in our last league. Won't download the game. So I'm like, Eddie, you going to get in the league? And he's like, yeah. So Eddie finally downloads the game. He's next to last to download the game.
And let me add this, too. As far as the text goes, months ago, like maybe 8 months ago, it was just buzzing all day. These guys just boom, boom, text all day. So I was like, I got to mute these guys. So I muted the text thread. So as far as everyone committing, I don't know anything about this.
But also, everybody committed like 2 weeks ago, but our friend Mike Sines still hasn't downloaded the game. And so I get on, and I got my team. Everybody signed up with their teams. We're already playing a little bit of season, and Eddie finally gets on. It shows me that Eddie's on, and he just selected the Mavericks. So
guys, I downloaded the game. I get on. There's an invite from Bobby. Join the league. I click it. It says pick your team. And there's locks all over teams. Oh, can't pick them. Can't pick them. Guess what's unlocked? The Mavericks. So I click it.
And that's his team. So I say, it looks like Eddie picked the Mavericks. Science did call him 2 weeks ago, but Science still doesn't have the game and hasn't even been in the league. And he's had all this time to do it, and it's nothing. I said, well, I guess Eddie gets the team because Science, you slept. He said, you wanted him, but you never got in the league. And he's like, well, I'm out of the league then. I said, how can you get out of what you're not even in? Never even got in.
That's true. He's technically
reversed
not
it on him.
Yeah.
So he's quitting?
Probably.
Is he butthurt?
So I guess Eddie, I think you have the rights to that team because after like a week of him not getting in.
Thank you.
But do you want to keep the team?
Or keep him?
Or keep him in the league?
I think I'm keeping the Mavericks.
Okay. Fair enough. Reed, where do you fall on this?
I would say keep the Mavericks. At that race, you know, it's who wants it more, you know?
And he didn't want it very bad,
yeah,
right?
He didn't want it very bad.
It's like you call a shotgun, right? And everyone's already in the car waiting. Like, dude, we're already here. You called it 5 minutes ago. You're not even close to the car. I'm taking shotgun.
Yeah, you called it, but then...
The car's already moving.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's gone. You yelled shotgun, but we're already at the store.
Right. I'm taking it now.
You can't get mad that somebody else got in the front seat when the car was leaving.
Yeah, that's on him. He's a grown man.
So he'll have to either get a different team or just quit. And he said
Find friends?
He said he was going to quit. But we need another player in our league if anybody wants to be in our NBA 2K league.
Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy it.
It sounds like some drama, though.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's small town drama.
You're not selling it.
You going to steal my team, Eddie?
No, come on. You were just on my side.
I wanted the Mavericks, but when Signs called him, I was like, you know, I want to stay off because I love Dirk. Nash is awesome. But then after like a week, I was like, well, can I get him now? But Eddie ended up getting him.
Yeah, it's on him.
Okay.
And the Lakers were out, right? No one can get the Lakers.
That was the rule. You can't get the Lakers. Oh. They have Kobe and Shaq, and they're both like 97, 98.
And D-Fish. And
in the 90s, yes, we couldn't get Jordan and Pippen. We left that team to them.
What is, going back to the Kings then, what are they rated at?
They had a bunch of 80s guys.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty stacked with 80s.
And Doug Christie and all
Chris
them,
Weber
too?
Was in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got one 90s guy, Jason Kidd, and then I traded every draft pick. I've got like one draft pick from 2003, but I traded like the next 7 years, every pick. And I don't have any more 90 guys, but I got Jason Kidd. I got Wally Szczerbiak,
okay,
who shoots threes.
Yep.
I traded 3 first rounders for Yao Ming.
God dang.
That's going to be so hard to beat.
Maybe I traded 4 first rounders for Yao Ming.
What is he ranked in that?
Like 82.
Really?
But he's so young.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he's not really good yet, but I think he will be.
Okay.
I have Jason. I traded Kittles and a first rounder for Jason Williams. White chocolate.
He was my favorite player.
He's like an 83. So I got like 2 point guards and they're both like infused. It's like Kyrie and Luka now.
Nice.
I'm like, who gets the ball?
Nice. So you have Richard Jefferson?
Traded him.
Okay.
He was good.
Yeah.
Traded him. A little old.
You're going to miss him.
Yeah. I did trade Jefferson though.
Dang.
Traded Dikembe Mutombo, traded Jefferson.
Okay.
Kittles.
Maybe I'll start trading people for Linsanity. That'll be in a few years.
You get to live Linsanity for a brief period.
I was gonna say,
for
like 5 17 games or whatever. Yeah, not even.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay, I'm going to pitch this over to us playing a game. Here we go. Here's the game. Eddie, Kevin, Reed, if you want to play, have a seat. You can play the game too.
Do we need pens, papers? What do we need?
Yeah, you will need to write it down.
Okay.
So, Power 5 conferences. Right, so Power 5 would be, this isn't part of the game, but let's walk through it so no one calls anything shady. There's Pac-12, mm-hmm. There's Big 10, there's Big 12, there's SEC, and there's?
Those guys, big.
ACC?
ACC.
ACC, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So those are the Power 5 schools. So I'm going to give you guys 3 minutes. I need you to name every Power 5 school in football.
Whoa.
No.
I mean, that's...
No, that's not the thing.
Okay, I was like, oh, man.
That doesn't have a city or state in their name. 3 okay. minutes starts now, and I'll kind of read it again.
Yeah, I'm probably not going to play this one.
There are 9. If you get 6, I'll give you $20.
Ooh. It doesn't have the city or state in their name.
Name every Power 5 school in football. Reed, you should play. Do you know any?
No, not a clue.
That doesn't have a city... or state in their name. Now, the original game was 60 seconds, but I felt like that wasn't enough time.
Yeah.
Because we're at 30 now. Reed's looking over Eddie's shoulder, trying to get a couple. Mm-hmm. Did you cheat much in high school?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah, dude.
Were you a good student?
Oh, yeah, I was pretty good. I just wanted to, like, make videos and make music and stuff all the time, so I didn't really
care. This is tough.
Well, that's what you do. That's what you do now.
Yeah. Yeah, it paid
off. Having a sidebar with Reed as you guys are trying to figure this out.
Yeah, basically, math and math was not my thing. So.
That's good stuff, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good stuff.
We're at 1 minute and 15 seconds.
Oh, gosh.
Name every Power 5 school in football that doesn't have a city or state in their name. There are nine.
There are nine?
Dang, dude.
Ooh, I have six.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's really good. At 90 seconds, if you have six, it's really good.
Okay.
How much money did I say I give you?
$100.
No. 20?
Yes.
Eddie owes me 80 anyway still. So if he wins, I'm just taking it out of him.
No, I'm just going to buy everyone lunch. Don't worry about it. Oh, man. I've hit a wall.
Yeah.
We can call time early if you guys want.
No.
We are now at 2 minutes. Reed, do you have your UCF shirt on there?
Yeah, I do.
Got that when we went down to UCF to do Too Much Access?
I love it.
Undefeated still, huh? They haven't lost a game, have they? UCF?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of ideas.
30 seconds. Dude. Name every Power 5 school in football that doesn't have a city or state in their name.
Out of another one.
Ooh.
I'm at five.
You know what I did, and I'll wait till it's over before you guys have to pull. All right, let's call it. Time.
Actually, no.
Everybody's hands up. I just started to go to the conference and try to go each division type stuff. It's still, I struggled.
In my head, I was bouncing around from conference to conference. I don't know why I was doing that.
Okay, let's go. Eddie, give me one.
Clemson.
No, that's a town. South Carolina.
What? Never heard of that town.
Yeah, it's literally a place.
Really? Take Clemson, that off my list.
Clemson, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Dang, okay. I thought it was some dude's name.
I'm 99% positive, but you make me second guess it. Mike, will you search these for fact check?
Double check it.
It is a city in South Carolina.
Thank you. I thought so. Okay, so you both missed that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin?
Duke.
Correct. That's one. Eddie, did you have Duke?
I have Duke.
Okay, 1-1.
I had Duke.
Okay, Reed.
Nice. That was my only one.
That's the only one he has, actually.
Okay, that's one. Eddie?
Give me Vanderbilt.
Oh, correct.
Nice,
yes, sir.
Dude.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm.
Kevin?
BYU.
Do you have that one, Eddie?
No, I did not.
That's two for
BYU,
Kevin.
BYU, not scratch.
Bring him young.
Now in the Big 12, so they're a...
Oh, yeah.
They beat Arkansas.
Yep.
They're a Power 5. Okay, Eddie?
Wake Forest.
Correct.
Nice, dude.
Do you have Wake Forest?
No.
Okay, who do you
have? I didn't have him written out. Stanford.
Correct.
Got it.
Oh, Eddie with Stanford. Eddie takes the lead.
I got it, but I thought that was a city, so. Okay.
Kevin, back to you because you're down one.
I said Syracuse, but that's a city too, isn't it?
It is.
It is. Yeah. Syracuse, New York, yeah. You're done?
I'm done.
So who are the ones that you had?
I had Duke, BYU, and Stanford.
So you got three?
Yeah, and I had Clemson and Syracuse, but those are wrong.
Yeah. Eddie, and so who have you got right so far?
I have Vanderbilt, Wake Forest, Duke, and Stanford.
Okay. And how many more do you have before you read them all?
One, two. I have two for sure, one questionable.
So you have three left. Give me the questionable one.
Notre Dame. Are they part of a...
No, they're independent in football. Because I did say football.
That's
I said
so
Power
dumb.
5 in football.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, so Notre Dame wouldn't have been right, but that was questionable. Okay. You have these other two you're for sure about?
100%.
Go ahead.
Purdue.
Correct!
Oh.
Yeah!
Oh.
Yes, sir!
You did good at this game. And then one more?
Rutgers.
Correct!
Dang!
Wow.
And that's it. That's all she wrote.
Dude, that's awesome. Great job. So now you only owe me
$60.
$60. Yeah.
Great.
Rutgers, Duke, Wake Forest, Purdue, Northwestern.
Northwestern.
Oh.
Chicago.
Obviously, you have Stanford, Vanderbilt, BYU, and in Texas,
Baylor.
Oh,
dang,
yeah.
Dang. That was cool. Hey, that was a fun game, man. I like that one.
Thanks. That was fun.
That was good.
Rack the old brainer. Hey, Eddie, you know what we have this week?
Oh, yeah. We have an eliminator.
Do you want to look and see who the games are real quick?
I looked at them, and oh, man.
You guys got the Cowboys last week, right?
We did,
yeah,
yes.
We can't use the Cowboys again. So here we go for the eliminator.
Okay.
Eddie, here are the games that we have. Well, I mean, there's a lot of games. I can give... Did you look at the games?
I did.
So we have the Chiefs available, right?
Yeah. When does this air?
Friday.
Okay. So we couldn't have picked the last game?
Huh?
We couldn't have picked the 49ers?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
49ers, if Giants. You want to do that, this had already aired, and who knows if we won.
We could do
favorites.
That.
But 49ers are 10-point favorites over the Giants.
I like that.
Okay. What are the, you have Baltimore 8 over Indianapolis, but we have... Baltimore, I guess.
What happened with...
We've picked Baltimore, huh?
We have. Okay. What happened to Richardson? Concussion?
They said, but at right now, there's still no indication.
Okay.
As we're recording this. The other big spreads are Buffalo -6.5 at Washington.
Not a lot of faith in Buffalo over here.
Seattle -5.5 versus Carolina.
So I like that.
Yeah, it's a good
That's
one.
Pretty good.
Kansas City versus the Bears, 12.5.
I like that a lot.
Oh, we already have Dallas. Philly -5.5 at Tampa. Hey, don't bet against Baker.
I know. So, wait, are we going to do that all season, though? What if we survive and we got to bet against Baker at some point?
Then we just lose. We
no submission.
We just know we don't submit anything. Do yeah. So what do you think, Eddie?
What about Dolphins Broncos? What do you think about that?
6.5. Miami versus Denver.
In Miami. I hadn't thought too much about that one, but I just saw that one on the board.
Which one are you leading towards?
I do like...
So some of the... I feel like San Francisco's... that one's going to win, but we also would like to keep San Francisco if we feel equal about another game.
Right.
But if we just feel like it's the leader, let's just go. Let's not dick around.
Right. What'd you say? You said... Oh, Seahawks over Panthers. I like that one too.
Which one would you do? The biggest spreads are Kansas City versus Chicago. We still have Kansas City left. We wanted to use them.
Mm-hmm.
And San Francisco and the Giants. But... we don't have Baltimore. We have Miami and Denver, which is one we should consider.
You like that one?
We have Jacksonville at Houston.
Ooh, that's a good one, too.
Jacksonville's -9.5.
They're in Houston?
They are at Jacksonville.
Oh.
But it's 9.5, and Jacksonville's a good team. Buffalo at Washington, Seattle at Carolina. What do you think?
Man, I hadn't thought about the Jacksonville one, but I kind of like that one.
It's a big spread. 9.5.
Let's go with that. Let's go with that because I like spending on Jacksonville and not worrying about the future with them.
Okay. So we're going to pick Jacksonville.
What do you guys think about that? What do you think, Kevin?
I like that one.
Which one would you have taken, Kevin?
Either that one or the Seahawks.
I would have taken the Seattle one if it were just
I like the Seahawks one, especially at home.
Yeah. You want to do that one then?
No. We're good.
Because I like that one too. Hmm? I'm not opposed to that one.
But you picked Jacksonville. I think we should stick with what you picked.
Me?
Yeah.
But why don't we agree on one?
I agree that Jacksonville is one of the ones we should say yes to. And I just say you should pick that next stage.
Let's do that one.
Or you can pick the last few games and I pick the one. Usually we've been doing it like that. Somebody goes, here are the three games. And then the other person goes, of these three that you like, I like this one. And so we did the reverse that time. I picked the games.
Yeah.
And then you picked the Jaguars.
That's good. Let's stick with Jacksonville then.
Okay. There we have it. Submitted. Yes. One step closer to $1 million.
Yes.
Go Jags.
Let's go.
God,
$1 million.
Dollars. I need this
come
money.
On, $1 million.
I owe Bobby 60 bucks.
All right, that's it. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope we get to put up an episode of Too Much Access this weekend.
No, come on. Yes.
Well, I'm not. If everybody loses, I'm not putting one up. So I have an Arkansas one ready to go, which it's a really good one.
That one's in the hopper?
Yep. Well, and they're playing LSU. We have a... Western Kentucky one. Ready to go. They're a 3-point underdog.
That Arkansas one is...
It's good, huh? Did you watch
so
it?
So good.
Thanks. And Reed. Reed's excellent.
Reed's a master, man.
No, it's really, really good.
And then the other one is UNLV, which is what we're shooting this weekend. But the problem is, if they win and they're only team, Reed's got to rapid edit.
Fast.
Reed will be on the plane.
Yeah.
Well, he'll be in Vegas.
We're all going to Vegas, but I got Reed a... photo credential. That's how I got the company paper for his hotel room. Was he has to...
What? Dude, you're going to be in the pit.
I can't wait.
I don't know about that. No, he's with me.
Oh, but I mean, in photo credential, he should go anywhere.
Yeah, but I'm like, because they're always like, you need more pictures. And I'm like, I'm too busy. I don't. Mm. You have me doing 80 things. You want me to take pictures of my... But if I have... I'm like, well, I'll have Reed. So you can take pictures and I can post on my feed as we're going. That's how we got it. You got tickets and stuff, though?
Not yet.
Sucks for you. All right,
hey,
well,
I got him. I'll take care of him, dude.
You got Kevin?
I'll get him some photo passes.
Hey, I'll be in the city though.
Hey, Kevin's my photographer. Yeah. Like, dude, these are all blurry, man.
He's walking around with a Polaroid. All right, at 25 whistles. Thank you guys. We will see you next week.
Whistle.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.